Yeah, okay. I want to do the tesis tonight. Before we start the tesis, I had a machshava, or maybe it's half a machshava. You saw yesterday Rabbi Yonah says that even though by chesed karkois you need to have a taina. That's the mishnah daf memalat. The gemara quotes that chazaka she'ein b'taina is not a chazaka. But by chesed metaltlin you don't have to have a taina. Rabbi Yonah says two reasons: by metaltlin you're tofus. And number two, by metaltlin, achzut kinnish because the nusulay machzikinon. So therefore, over there, you don't have to have a taina. So yesterday we discussed what's the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah. Who cares that you're a tofus? But tofus not enough. By goydus tofus not enough. You have to come out of the chazak. You need a tfisu muchachas. And a chacho l'chor needs a taina. Cheskim u'shalom. You also have a chacho. But you need to have a taina. And that's the other answer that Rabbeinu Yonah gives, that achzut kinnish because the nusulay machzikinon. So what? So you have a raya. Achzut kinnish because the nusulay machzikinon. By kakos you also have a raya. Midolay micho. And still you have to have a taina. So I wanted to say pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah with the side of the Chazon Ish that hamaitzim chayel baraya, the definition of the muchzo, that you have to bring a raya to be maitzim from him. A muchzik is not always necessarily the person the money is in his pocket. The definition of the muchzik is the person that at first glance, at first blush, seems to be his money. The one that the pastor says that it's his. You want to be mechadus that it's not his, so you have to bring a raya. Whoever the pastor says that it's his money, he's the muchzik. Usually it's the person that the money's in his pocket. But it could be other. Sometimes it could be other ways. So I said that's the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah. The difference between cheskes karkois and cheskes metaltlin is that by cheskes karkois, you're a meitzi. You're being meitzi from the merakam. You're being meitzi with a raya. That's okay. You could be meitzi with a raya. You have a raya. 3 years went by. The Murakama wasn't meicha, so you got a raya that it's yours, or kolchi usha, it's different with mahalach. But I'll compare it after, let's say, passage like the chacham. After 3 years, you have a raya midolay meicha. So after 3 years, you're able to be meitzi from the Murakama, but you're still being meitzi from the Murakama. It's not, we still look at it that you're being meitzi from the Murakama. At first blush, karka belongs to the Murakama. But after 3 years, you get a raya. With a raya, you can be meitzi from the Murakama. To be meitzi from the Merkara, and you have enough raya, you can win. You have cheskim moshanim, you win. You're able to be meitzi from the Merkama, but you're a meitzi from a Merkama. You're a meitzi from a muchzik. To be meitzi from a muchzik, you have to have a taina. You can't just be meitzi without a taina. You have to have a taina. You have to come to Beis Din, present a taina, bring a raya to your taina, and then you can be meitzi from the muchzik. By sheinkin, by metaltlin, there's a Merkama, but now I'm holding on to the metaltlin, regular metaltlin, not the goyim son, regular metaltlin. Now I'm holding on to the metaltlin. So there, it's not the pshat. Really, the Merakama is the Muxuk, but I'm being Maitzi from the Merakama with the Raya. No, there I look at it that I'm the Muxuk, because since I'm a Tofus with the Tvisu Muchachas, I'm holding it with the Tvisu Muchachas, so that's not a Raya to be Maitzi from a Muxuk. That means that the pastor says that it's mine. Anybody looks at me, they see that it's mine. The jacket that I'm wearing, with Shutta, it's mine. And the Rabbi Yehudi has another reason, because we don't look at people as Gazlonim. So when we look at the world, we see people holding things, we see that it's theirs. So they're the muhzakim. In metaltlin, the muhzak is the person who's holding it, not the merakama. So you're not a person who's being mitzi from a merakama, from a max. You're not a person who's being mitzi from a muhzak with a raya. You are the muhzak. The muhzak doesn't need a taina in order to keep the things that he's being maxic. If I'm being maxic something, I don't have to, and somebody comes along and says, even a merakama, that is, if I'm a muhzak in something, then we never take it away from me just because I didn't give a taina. You might get angry at me for not answering. Guy comes to me with a tefillah and Beis Din, and then I have to come to Beis Din and respond. Maybe we'll put me in chayim for not being a tzayis dina, but I don't lose the money. To be machzik in my, if I'm a muchzuk, I don't lose the money just because I didn't tithe. Atkan, what I said yesterday, pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah. So I thought maybe we could use this distinction to explain a different problem. We saw the Rashba by Avodim. The Rashba holds the Rashba, the Ritva also says Avodah the Rashba. They're very difficult to Rashba by Avodim, and I don't have the emes of the pshat in the Rashba, but just a little bit, maybe some things. The Rashba says that Gedrus have a chazoka after Shonosh Nesayim. And I'm chazoka miyad, but after the Maskonis Rashba is after Shonosh Nesayim, they have a chazoka. because after Shonish Nasayim, the Baalim are Makbid. Apparently, the Rashba understood the Pshat and Goydra saying them Chazoka is that the Baalim are Makbid. They know that their animal's going to wander around all over the place. The Baalim are Makbid, and the Eichach of Tvisus Metalton has to do with the fact that the Baalim don't let their things. The Marakama doesn't let his jacket wander around. He cares that his jacket is somebody else is holding on to his jacket. So therefore, the Tvisa becomes a Eichacha. Like Goydris, the Baalim are not mocked, but they allow their sheep to wander around. So the fact that their dog ran into my backyard, the Baalim don't care. So Mela, the fact that the Baalim is in my backyard, that the sheep is in my backyard, it doesn't become it's not a Eichacha. But after Shonash Nasayim, when it becomes Derech HaBaalim Lahakvid, so then the Baalim attack a Makvid, and then the Tvisa is Muchachas. And B'Pshutai, it doesn't need, Pash doesn't need Achilas, and certainly doesn't need Gimel Achilas. The fact that the sheep is in my backyard, after Shonash Nasayim, the Baalim are Makvid, but now it's a Tvisa Muchachas. So, but Avodim, who are also Goydis, they need Gimel Shonim. So why are Avodim worse than other Goydis? If every all Goydis, you have a Chazoka after Shonash Nasayim, so why should Avodim be any worse? Avodim, why can't you be Masik and Eved after Shonash Nasayim? Okay, Cheskes Gimel Shonim you don't have yet. The Midulei Michod, Gimel Shonim with the Achilos, I did three Achilos and he wasn't a Meicha, that I don't have. But it should be like Gar from Metalton. Metalton Litfisa Be'esim is Muchachas, except that it's Gaidris, so not till a year or two. But after a year or two, look how you get back to Tfisa Muchachas and Metalton. So after you have Odim, after Shonash Nasayim, you should have the Tfisa Muchachas and Metalton. So why do you have to wait for the 3 years? So in Rashi is very soft on them. The Rashi is a lesson because the Oseh Peiros told it very not clear what he wanted. Very very shvei. The Lashonis of the Rashi, I don't have. I don't know what to do. The Chayyur the Pasha the answer is because of Achish Tarch. Toich Gimel by Avodim like Karkois or Kais and Olim Shtar. He was right a Shtar. The Ritva. And Daf Chav Tes by Rava by Klashnim is Dornish Bishtoris is Beferish that by Karke and Avodim Teich Gimel is an Achish Torch. The Ritva here by Avodim is the same as the Rashba, echoes the Rashba. The Ritva himself says in Daf Chav Tes when Rava says Klashnim is Dornish Bishtoris, so he explains that Teich Gimel is an Achish Torch both by Karke and by Avodim. So Masama, that's the Pasha day answer that by Avodim maybe in a Chirame you would have the Chazak of Gaidus after Shonash Nasayim, except that by Avodim is an Achish Torch. So to get rid of the Achvish Torach, you have to be able to throw away Yishtar. To throw away Yishtar, for that you need Gimel Achilois with the Shtikas Abaylim, and then you throw away Yishtar, and so on. Like we'll see later when we talk about the Rava and Tlashon and Mizdoyanish Bishtar. The Chora, that's the Chora, how it has to work out. If by Goydris, according to the Rashba, the Ritva, they hold that by Goydris, although there's no Chazok HaMiyad, because it's not a Tvisum Chachas, but after Shonash Nasayim, it becomes a Tvisum Chachas, and you get a Chazok of a Cheses Metaltlin after Shonash Nasayim. So why by Avodim do you need to have three Achilas? You have to have Gimel Shonim, three Achilas. Well, why do you need three Achilas? Why not? It's like Gorif Metaltlin. Metaltlin have a Chazok of Miyad. Okay, it can't be Miyad because it's Goydris, but after Shonash Nasayim, you should have Cheses Metaltlin. So L'chor, the answer has to be because of Achvei Shtorach. But by Avodim, in Echirami, you have the Tvisa after a year or two. You have a Tvisa Mechachas after a year or two. But that's trumped by Achvei Shtarach. So you have to get to the point where you're comfortable throwing away your star. To throw away your star, you need to have more. To throw away your star, you need to have Gimel Achilos with the Shtikas Abaylim 3 times, 3 years, and so on and so forth. Like same as by Karkois. That's what you have to say. Hagam, I have to, you know, Hagam, the Lashon Rashba is difficult. The Lashon Rashba sounds not the way. The Lashon Rashba is that by Goydris, You have a tefisa muchachas after you have a by goydris you have a chazak after shonish nasayim because the baalim are makbid, but by avodim with that oisim peiros you have to have gimel shonim. I don't know what that means. B'chal goydris oisim. I don't know. The shonish rashba very sure. Yeah.
Doesn't the rashba
dafka
make a chilik that avodim was here as tadir, which is part of the mishnah, which is why they're included over there, whereas goydris is just oisim peiros. It's different.
So it emits a different Gesoyis in the Rashba, whether he says the word Todder in the beginning or not. I saw a different Rashba, sometimes says Todder, sometimes not. But the emes is that can't be the Chiluk, because the Rashba himself holds besides the fact that it doesn't make any sense, but besides that, it doesn't work because the Rashi Sheet himself is that the Tanakama, I wonder was the Tanakama, that the Tanakama holds, Rashi holds it by Oysen Peres Torah, you need 3 years. If it's not Oysen Peres Torah, you don't need 3 years, it's enough Yud Ches Chodesh. But by Steilin, you could even do it in 1 year. The Rashi holds you always need 3 years. According to the Tanakama, the Rashi holds the Tanakama is Chachamim, it's not Al Chiyusha, you always need 3 years. The only difference when Oysen Peres Torah and not Oysen Peres Torah is that when it's Oysen Peres Torah, you have to eat Peres every single day of the 3 years. And when it's not Oysen Peres Torah, you have to be Machzik for 3 years. But you only have to eat the Peres once a year. But 3 years you need regardless. So you can't say in the Rashba that somehow he's saying, really, Avonim should be Shonosh Nasayim, but because the Oysen Peres Torah, that's why you have to have 3 years. It's nothing to do with Torah. The Rashba holds it even if it's not Torah. The Rashba holds it Tanakama's Roma.
But the Gojos, which are less than 3 years, which is the Chol HaPam right here, the only reason that they're not included, it's not about Oysen Peres, it's about their Azumin of Shaya. And that's the Reyesah. And right, then the reason that you can make the Tisa is a Hochacha after 1 or 2 years,
right,
is because then every Baal is Makbid after 1 or 2 years. It has nothing to do with necessarily Oysen Peres for the Gojos.
I understand. And Gojos also Oysen Peres.
But I'm saying,
but anyway, why is Oysa Peres a reason that the Bialim should be less makbid? The Bialim are less makbid because it's Oysa Peres?
Because the reason that...
According to Rashi, there's a notion that if it's Oysa Peres Todir, so then it takes longer than if it's Oysa Peres once a year. In Rashi's world, that Tanakama is Rabbi Shmuel. So then there is a notion, I don't want to get really getting started with, but if already, in Rashi's world, there's a notion that in something that's not a Seferis Todir, like Stei Abal, so then it's enough that you can do Gimel Achilas and Yud Ches Chodesh. Because each Achilas is a pre-Osel Shana. But if it's a Seferis Todir, then the pre-Osel Shana is the whole year. So in order to eat 3 Peres Osel Shana, you have to have a whole year. So in that narrow sense, you have that Oysa Peres Todir makes it retards the length of the chazok. It makes it take longer to take a chazok, to have a chazok, because it takes longer to eat a pre-Osa L'shana. But even so, number one, even if Hirashi, you do need 3 achilas, you need 3 pre-Osa L'shanas. The only difference is when it's Oysa Peres Todir, pre-Osa L'shana is a whole year of Peres. When it's not Oysa Peres Todir, pre-Osa L'shana doesn't need a whole year, is in less than a year. Even that won't help us, because by Gojos you have Shonosh Nasayim, you don't need 3 Peres, you don't need 3 pre-Osel Shonas at all. But in the Rashba, you don't even have that, because the Rashba holds that you always need 3 years. But when it's Oysa Peres Todir, Eino Oysa Peres Todir, you always need 3 years. He learns that the Tanakam is not Rabbi Shmuel B'chal, it's not Rabbi Chiyoshu B'chal. You always need 3 years. Regardless of whether it's Oysa Peres Todir or not, you have to have 3 years, except that when it's Oysa Peres Todir, you have to eat the achil, you have to eat the Peres every day. And if it's not Oysa Peres Todir, then you plow every day, and you manure every day, and you do other things every day. And then once a year, you have the achilas Peres. Ma'inyan Zeh, what does that have to do with the Nidin over here? Here the Nidin is that after a Shonosh Nesayim, there's a Yechoch of Fisus Metaphim. Because the Baalim Amachdeh, they have to a Shonosh Nesayim. So if the Baalim Amachdeh, they have to a Shonosh Nesayim, so what does it matter that Avodim are Oysin Peres? Oysin Peres, say Oysin Peres Todir. What's the difference? Oysin Peres Todir means the Baalim are Amachdeh. The Baalim are Amachdeh if it's Oysin Peres. That doesn't make any sense. Besides the fact that it's also Oysin Peres. So I don't know what to do. I don't know. It's not going to work. Take a look also at the Ritva from Daf Lamed Vav. Also echoes again this Ritva. Also says Dvarim that I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. I'm not sure there's not Meshuvah. I don't know. I don't know what to do with the Rashba, with the words of the Rashba. So that's why what I'm saying now is tentative. But if I ignore the words of the Rashba, which you're not allowed to do, but if I ignore the words of the Rashba, I just look at, you know, can I cobble something together? Maybe there's a shibush in the language. I don't know. The Rashba, the way it's lefanenu, mamish doesn't seem to make any sense. But let's say just the content. The content is that the Rashba holds that goiters have a chazaka after shonosh nesayim. Have a chazaka after shonosh nesayim. But avodim need 3 years. Avodim need 3 years, because Avodim go into the dinner of the Mishnah. Avodim have to have 3 years. So Maishnah. If Goydis have a right, if Mele Karkun is not enough Shonosh Nasayim, because Karki don't have a Tfiso. Tfiso Muchachas, Metalton, you have a Tfiso. Like the Ritva himself explained, why does Karka. The Ritva himself said at the beginning of the parak, that why does karka need cheskas gimel shonim and metalton yevet to yavach hazokam yad regular metalton, not just yevet? Because he said, because karka by metalton yevet tfisu mechachas. The etzim tfisa, achzukinish begas nusloi machzikin. He doesn't use the words achzukinish begas nusloi machzikin. But by metalton, the tfisa itself is a yechocha. By karka, the tfisa is not a yechocha. There's no tfisa by karka. So you have to have gimel shonim. Three achilas, you have to have gimel shonim. So by goydris, you don't have a tfisa mechachas miyad. But the ritva, the rashba, the mechadish, that after shonis nesayim, you get a tfisa mechachas. Not because of three achilas, no three achilas. After shonis nesayim, the derech abadim becomes to be mak, but even on the goydris, still l'chayr, after shonis nesayim, goydris revert to being regular metalton. That's l'chayr the poshim shah. After shonis nesayim, now it becomes derech abadim l'hakbid. They're not makbid miyad. Like regular metalton, they're makbid miyad. Like goydris, they're not makbid miyad. But after shonis nesayim, Gaidris revert to being ordinary metatlin, and you get a cheskes metatlin miyad, so to speak, except the miyad requires a shonash nesayim. So avodim also have a tfisa mechachas. Avodim are metatlin. So lechor you have an avodim a tfisa, except at the gaidris. But after shonash nesayim, avodim, after shonash nesayim, gaidris have a cheskes metatlin. They have a tfisa mechachas. So lechor avodim after shonash nesayim should also have a tfisa mechachas. So why do you have to wait 3 years? So I don't. Rashba says funny lashon is ice and pears. I don't know what to do with the lashon of Rashba, but the chayyur the pasuk the answer is because of achvish torah. The way the Ritva says and dafchav test lagabe karkois that one achilah should be enough except achvish torah. So I wrote them is achvish torah. I wrote them. You write a star. So the achvish torah trumps the tefisum lachachas of metalton. Now here's the problem. Besides the language of the Rashba that does seems to say other words, but the problem is so now it comes out. It comes out lefizeh that. That tfisu muchachas, that achvish torah trumps tfisu muchachas. After shana trumps tfisu cheskas metavlin, because within the first shonish nesayim, after shonish nesayim, there's already a tfisus metavlin. There's already a tfisus metavlin. There's already a tfisu muchachas. Derech habayil nahak. But after shonish nesayim, goydris revert to being ordinary metavlin. You have a tfisus metavlin, and yet. By avodim, you don't become a muksik. Why? Because achvish torah. So you see that when you have a head-on clash between achvish torah and tefisus metaltwin, what wins? Achvish torah. The problem is eved kotten. Eved kotten. The Gemara says eved kotten is not goydris, and eved was mutl barisik. You know, he's in a perambulator. He's not goydris. So the Gemara says eved kotten. So that's like ordinary metaltwin. You have a tefisa miyach. Why? What happened to achvish torah? So the Tzoy says to Kasha Stam, how are you machzik and Eved Kotten Yad? What happened to Achvish Torah? The Tzoy answers, Tfisus Metalton and Trump's Achvish Torah. But the Har and the Rash was Muchuch the other way. And the Rash is Muchuch, the Rash, the Ritva is Muchuch. That Tfisus Metalton doesn't trump Achvish Torah. If Tfisus Metalton could trump Achvish Torah, then Eved Godel would be a Muchzik after Shonash Nasai. But the fact that Eved Godel is not a Muchzik after Shonash Nasai, we see that when you have a clash between Achvish Torah and Tfisus Metalton, Achvish Torah wins. So by all the why by Eved Kotten become a muchzik miyat? Bekitzer, they ask the kasha. I can ask the kasha. Bekitzer nimrus. The Rashba and the Ritva both hold that even though goydris ain't them chazaka miyat, but after a shonish nesayim they have a chazaka. L'chayr, that's a chazaka. What's the nature of that chazaka? That's not a chazaka of throwing a star. That's a chazaka of tfisus metavlin. So the question is: so maishna, how can by an Eved Godel, how can by an Eved Kotten you become a muchzik miyat since he's not goydris, and by an Eved Godel you have to wait for 3 years? After Shonash Nasayim, there's no difference between Eved Godel and Eved Kotten. Because after Shonash Nasayim, Goydris doesn't matter. After Shonash Nasayim, Goydris revert to being regular metalton. So how come at Eved Kotten you become a Muxuk Miyad, since he's not Goydris? And Eved Godel, so Eved Godel should also become a Muxuk after Shonash Nasayim. Because after Shonash Nasayim, Goydris become like not Goydris. So an Eved Godel should become like an Eved Kotten. So if an Eved Kotten, you're Muxik after a year. So if an Eved Godel, you should become a Muxik after Shonash Nasai. That's the problem. Again, Milvad, the Lushan said the Rashba altogether don't make any sense. That I don't know what to do with. But this problem I want to focus on.
Isn't that possible to say that Gojo's Bichlau are not about, it's not about whether they're Ushapay is Fader. The reason we see multiple places is because they're also in Afshayu. That's why it's not a regular Tfisa Metalton, a whole right. Right away.
But what happens after Shonash Nesayim?
Well, after Shonash Nesayim, the Bialim already Makbid.
And so you
assume, right, even though they're also in Afshayu, you're not going to let your
right.
Gojos go
so
on.
So it reverts to being.
After 1 or 2 years.
So it becomes like regular Metalton.
Liberating
with Talmud. Right, and that's what I'm saying.
And then, so why are Avodim different in 3 years?
Yeah.
Because they are, because the Rashba says, I think, right, they're Osef Heir's Tadir. And I think the Birka Shmuel says that because, what's the reason, that before it's counterintuitive, the reason that Peiros make it so it's a longer Chazakah is because maybe the other guy is holding it only for the Peiros and not actually trying to do
it. I didn't see it in the Birka Shmuel, and I don't know what that means. I don't know. I didn't see such a Birka Shmuel. We'll have to take a look in Birka Shmuel. But I don't know. It's a Sherezach. I mean, what am I going to do? It's a Lashon the Rashba. I don't understand. The Rashba has the Lashon. Because it's Isa Peres, that's why you don't get the Cheskas Gaidus. I don't know what it means. Manashach. And Gaidus are also Isa Peres. Elamai, but this is, but on Ever, it's Isa Peres Toddir. And maybe Gaidus aren't Isa Peres Toddir. Even if that's true, why should that matter? Shita Sarashba. Size in the Svar, I don't see why it's true. She just rashed the Raisa Peres Todir and not Todir. The Todir and the not Todir, Lefi the Rashba, makes no difference, Lagabi, how many years you need. You need 3 years regardless. You need 3 years, by Kaka, you need 3 years, whether it's Raisa Peres Todir or not Raisa Peres Todir. The Todir and the not Todir only has to do with the technical point. Is it enough to eat, is it enough to plow the whole 3 years and then every Nisan I'll be Kaiser? Or do I have to eat apples every day? I have to eat tomatoes every single day. What does that have to do with now? The Maisa. That's nothing to do with this issue of you. Okay, no, I can't go. I don't know what to do. I can't say you're wrong because the Lashon and Rashba sounds like some of Asiyas Peiros. There's different Gesoyos in the Rashba, whether it's Todur or not Todur. It's hard for me to believe that Todur makes a difference. The Lashon and the Rashba is somehow that by Avodim, because they're Asiyas Peiros, you don't have the Chazak of Gaidus. I don't know what that means. Gaidus are also Asiyas Peiros. Besides, I mean, I don't know what it means. And number two, Gaidus are also Asiyas Peiros. I don't know what to do with the Lashonis of the Rashba. I really don't know what to do with Lashonis of the Rashba. There was a moment that I thought maybe I do know what to do with Lashonis of the Rashba when I thought that the Rashba was like Rashi, that Isa Peres Todir makes the Chazakah longer. And when Isa Peres Todir, it's enough Yud Ches Chodesh. But that's not Shittas Rashba. Shittas Rashba is Isa Peres. So the whole thing, I don't know. Lashonis of the Rashba, I'm Amish. I don't know what to do. Okay. But if I'm going to, and that's why everything here is provisional. But if I'll be misalim from the lashonis of the Rashba, and I just look at the content, so then what it says in Rashba and in Ritva is that by regular gaidus come looks like after shonish tasayim, but by avodim you have to wait for 3 years. L'chor the pasha the chiluk is, and it's not what the Rashba says, but the pasha the shama chiluk is because by avodim you have an achvish torach, and by gaidus you don't have an achvish torach. But now I run into this problem. So that means that Achvish Torah, so my problem is, what's the difference between an Eved Katan and an Eved Gadol after 2 years? An Eved Gadol after 2 years is like an Eved Katan Miyad. The Gaidus issue disappears, because now it's the Erech HaBayim L'Hakbid, and if the Gaidus issue disappears, so Maishna, how can Eved Katan come a Muchzik Miyad, and Eved Gadol, you don't become a Muchzik even after Shonash Nasayim? Once you pass the line of Shonash Nasayim, then Gaidus are like not Gaidus. So if an Eved Katan can be Muchzik Miyad, an Eved Gadol should be Muchzik after Shonash Nasayim.
The what? By Eved Gadol, you still don't have a chazaka. The person's not going to steal, but Eved Katan, you don't have that chazaka, so it's stronger.
But it's how it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says Eved Katan is not gaidus, that's why you're machzik miyad. Eved Gadol is gaidus, that's why you can't be machzik miyad. That's what it says in Lamed Vav. So, fine. So it says, you see, the Rashi himself says after Shonash Nasayim, Eved stops being gaidus. Stops having the problem of gaidus. Gaidus stops being gaidus. And the Rashba says that also. After Shonash Nasayim, the issue of gaidus goes away. So the issue of gaidus goes away. So then Eved Gadol should be exactly the same as Eved Katan. So I want to say about, the following. Based on Rabbeinu Yonah, we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah that by Metaltalin, not just the Yabba and Chocho, that the Chazoka Komashtachas Yodere Eshloi, by Metaltalin, you're the Muxuk. Because you're a Tophos and your Tris is Muchachas, and Achzukinish Bagaz Musulay and Machzikino, you're the Muxuk. You don't even have to tie them. Shaying in Bakarka, you also have a Raya. Gimel Shonim is a Raya, but it's a Raya to be Maitzi. It's not that you're the Muxuk. You're the, in the formula of Hamaitzi Mechaveri Olaf Araya, by Karka, you're the Maitzi Mechaveri who has a Raya. But you need to have a time. By Metaltalin, you're not a Maitzi Mechaveri who has a Raya. You're the Muchsuk who doesn't need, you're the Muchsuk that the, who doesn't need a Raya. And who doesn't need a time for that matter. That's what it says in the end. So I want to suggest that maybe Gaidris after Shonash Nasayim, although now it becomes Derech Habayim Lahakbid, and now Yitfisa becomes Muchachas, but Gaidris after Shonash Nasayim still need a time. Because in that sense, Gaidris after Shonash Nasayim are more like Karka and they're less like regular Metaltalin. Regular Metaltalin, we see as the Muchsuk. Achsukin Ishbegazim Musulim Achsukinon, Ravadi didn't burglar it. Are naive. We look at them, and we look at the thing, and we say, "Oh, you're the muksuk." So you don't need a timer. You're the muksuk. By gaidris, you're not the muksuk. We look at gaidris, we say it's a sheep. We see a sheep, and you have a sheep. We don't see you as the muksuk. After shonish the science, there chabayil and the hakbid. Now there's a shift. All of a sudden, we start to think the balam should have been makbid. Why they're leaving it by you? So now already you become the muksuk. Now already your tefisa becomes muchachas. But a tefisa that needs a shonish the science to become muchachas. That does not make you into a muksuk. That doesn't mean that you're the muksuk who doesn't have the taina. That's like by goydris. That's like karka rather. By karka, you're not the muksuk. After 3 years, the baal was shoysik. Why were the baal shoysik 3 times? After 3 years already, we say, oh, now you have a chocha, you can be meisik from the marakama. But the muksuk is the marakama. The marakama doesn't stop being the muksuk after 3 years. After 3 years, you have a right to be meisik from the marakama. So al derech said by goydris. By goydris, the marakama is the muksuk. After shonash nasayim, now you have enough a chocha to be meisik from the marakama. But you still have to have a time. It'll be chiddush din that even if you're a Rebbeinu that metaltalin don't need a taina, but gaidris after shonash nasayim still need a time. So that's the case. I could say about ach v'shlorach is a raise in the taina. You want a taina that is yours. There's a raise in your taina. It's not such a good taina. Ach v'shlorach, you don't have a shtar. Normally you're supposed to have a shtar. Ach v'shlorach is a raise in the taina. I want to say, by Eved Kotten is regular metaltalin, litvis is muchachas miyad. He's the muchzuk. He doesn't even need to bring a raya, and he doesn't need a taina, like the Rainy Yonis says. He doesn't even need a taina. So who cares if it's an achvish torach? Achvish torach is a reis in the taina. But he doesn't need a taina at all. He's the poshut muchzuk. So Eved Kotten, machzik miyad. Eved Godel, after Shonash Nasayim, now he has a echocha. So now he could takabi. Now he has a echocha. Gaidris, he should have a echocha. He should be able to be mitzi from the Marakama with the Echocha. But that needs a taina. You still need a taina. And the taina of the Zerayah is Achvishtar. So if you have to wait till 3 years when it's normal to throw away your star, and that takes off the race of Achvishtar, and then already can be maxed by a volume two. Anyway, so a suggestion. I would be happier if the Lashon is the Rashba, I didn't still have the, I don't know, the Rashba himself saying strange things. I don't know what to do with the Lashon is the Rashba. My son showed me that there's a Ritva Lamed Vav. I mentioned a second ago. The Ritva Lamed Vav, also, you have the Rashba here by Avodim. Yeah, the Ritva echoes the Rashba over here by Avodim, but there's another Maram Mokum. There's a Ritva that Lamed Vav, Mad Aleph. Somebody have a Kavis. A very big mitzvah this ritva. It doesn't make things better this ritva, it just makes things worse, but just turn off. Yeah, and the Gemara about the Goy Bishenim Chazoka, Enayim Chazoka Miyarav Yeshim Chazoka Rachashol Hashonim. Midivei HaRashba, he says, "Midivei Harashba." I think in the fancy Rashbas, in the fancy Rishbas, it says, "Midivei Mayri Harashba." Midivei Harashba, the Avodim Kaimi. That the Gemara says that you need 3 years by that Gaidus Yeshem Chazoka Lachem Gimel Shonim. That's going on Avodim. Avodim have Gimel Shonim. The Yeshem Chazoka Lachem Gimel Shonim Dafka. That they only have Chazoka after 3 years. Mipneisha Eisim Peres Todir, because the Eisim Peres Todir. V'ula Yishtahu B'Shusum Zman Rav Sholish Shonim. And maybe they'll stay in his rishus a long time, 3 years. Aval gaidris, nidei lem chazok l'alta, אבל יש להם חזקה בכדי שדרך הבעל להק בשביל להניח להם בשביל שכם. But they do have a chazoka if it stays long enough that it's the derech habayim lahak, but not to be meniach lem b'shusachem. This ritva seemed to be saying somehow by gaidris, normal gaidris, after shodris and saim, derech habayim lahak, but they have a chazoka. But avodim that are oisir peiris todir ula yishtahu b'shusam zman rav sholishonim. I don't know what the ivertaich is. I don't know what the translation here is. Lo yodeh. But this ritva is seems to be saying mafurish. So that some oisim peiris todir is a svara that it's mishtar b'shusso is man rav sholishonim, and that's why nichas is gemushon. Nothing to do with achvistorach or I don't know. I just don't know what it means. It means for the yashiv what it is. And again, I want to stress the frat, Shita Sarashba, and the Ritva also, I think, is that there's no difference between Todir and Todir in the Tanakama, except in the one, the Kudur, that how long does it take to have a... You have to be maxing 3 years regardless. Tlashmim is Doris and Ishbisor. You always need 3 years. It's a Chom, not a Klisha. The only difference between Todir and Todir is Lagabe, how often they have to do the Achila. But to be chayrish and near and everything, Avadi have to do for 36 months. So it's hard to see that Tadir over here should make a difference. Even if I understood why, I don't understand why it should make a difference anyway, but anyway, the whole thing is sosum b'chosum. I don't know. Okay, fine. Let's go to places. Ad me bichu, we just play Mechayev. Before we go to Tosis, I wanted to say we didn't really do Rashi's and Chazok Sheni Mekayim. Rashi says, "What's Chazok Sheni Mekayim?" Whereas Ela Me'ata Chazok Sheni Mekayim Tevei Chazoka. So, what's the translation of Chazok Sheni Mekayim? So Rashi says in Tapa Mebeis Sheni Mekayim, "Mefarish Masnisin LaKamon Omaloi Ma'ata Isi B'Teich Shuli Omaloi Shuloi Omaloi Odom Mayalim Shuli Omaloi Odom Dovam Mayalim V'Loi Omaloi Ata Machatul." So Rashi translates Chazal Kasheni Matayna means that when the Marakam comes to the Machzik says, "You know what I'm doing here? Nobody told me not to." So Shainim ask on Rashi, the Ritva Rabbeinu Yonah, they ask on Rashi, that's not a Chazal Kasheni Matayna. That's not just a lack of a Taina. That's how he does spell in that he's not the Bible. I guess you, what are you doing in this field? And you say, "Nobody stopped me." So it means you might have, you didn't buy the field. So what does that have to do? What does that have to do with Chazal Kasheni Matayna? I mean, what is it to Halki Ushabakha? Of course that's no good. There's a Gemara that have me, that should be good. Even if you learn that from Sharmud. Sharmud also has a Mahal. Sharmud, it's a Regilus, the Chesmer Kamagas gets weakened, now you're able to be Maxic. But it's all the Drakam, you should be able to be Maxic in the field and lay a claim that it's yours. Here you're being minded that it's not your field. So therefore, Rabbi Yonah, the rich for they say other Pshotim, that Chazok Sheni V'tayim Abir doesn't mean Shalei Omer Yodon Dovam Be'elu. That's about it. Does Baldur. It means he said. The Ritva says he says. You say he said Shalihu. So that's not a hidor. You're saying it is yours, but it's not a taina. It's not saying why is it yours? I bought it. Like you're not answering the Marakama. There's no. But so that's a chazok she'eni b'taina. But Ben Yonah said a little bit differently. He says lo yashiv chadova. He says I don't want to talk to. I don't want to. You know, I plead the fifth. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not interested. But mind your own business. I'm busy. So that's not a hidor, but it's a chazok sheini matayim. The emes is that it's totally how to be gerus in the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph says, "Agmar quotes Elam Yata chazok sheini matayim tevei chazok." Alom matnan kol chazok sheini matayim ain a chazok. So it's like this. Look at the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah says kol chazok sheini matayim ain a chazok. Ketzan omelay ma toise b'tayim shuli v'omelay shuli omelay yodim dovam elu ain a chazok. Where we have the gist in the Mishnah itself explains that what is called chazok sheni matayna shelo omeli adam dover me'elam. So that means it's mufurish in the Mishnah that when the Mishnah says chazok sheni matayna ain chazok, it means like Rashi says shelo omeli adam dover me'elam. That's if you go like us, the word ketzad. Rabbeinu Yonah, says that it takes out the word teitzah. It's a separate case. Chazaka, chazaka, sheni mitayna, ina chazaka. That means, like he said, lo yashiv chadova. And then the Mishnah says another thing. If he says, that's also no good. But the Mishnah of Kol Chazaka Shein Metayin is not only talking about a case of Shlei Omer Adam Dov Meilam. The Mishnah is also talking about a case where he says that Lo Yashiv Chadova. So Meilam, I mean, Agamar quotes the Mishnah. Lefi Rashi, if the Gemara is at least the first words in the Mishnah, Kol Chazaka Shein Metayin, according to Rashi's Gershul, it has the word Kesad. I mean, we'll see in a second. I don't know Rashi has the word Kesad. But we'll see in a second. Rashi, by us, really is Mefurish. Rashi actually says it by us. She'eni metayna. Mefarish b'masnisin l'kamon. Omolei mata ishe peshali. Omolei shle omolei da 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 da. Rashi says it's a perish. That's because apparently Rashi had the gears of Ketzan. So then you have no choice in the Gemara except to learn that it's talking about shle omolei da 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 da. Yeah, the Rishonim have a kasha. Why isn't that a hidah? We'll talk in a second. But Al-Kabanim, Rashi is forced. Rashi has no choice. The Gemara says beferish that it's quoting the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says Ketzan. The Mishnah says that it means, Chazak she'eni metayna means, he doesn't have the gears of Kesan. So he has the freedom to say that yes, the Mishnah does talk about a case of Shlomo Yadam Dov Meilum, that's no good. But that has nothing to do with Halach Yusha. But when the Mishnah begins, Kol Chazaka Sheini Matayna, it also includes cases, all Chazaka Sheini Matayna, cases that are not Haidoi, cases of Lo Yashiv Chadova or Shaliyu and so on. And that's what the Mishnah is asking. If you Halach Yusha, that should be enough. Because it avoids, there's no Haidos, it avoids the problem of Haidoi. It's not a taina. Yeah, but the fiol chiyushi shouldn't need a taina, like the Ramban explained, because with Gibel Palmim, the Marakamba was mistalik, and so on and so forth. So, that's Takadvar Burim, that the Rashi Lishitosa, apparently he had the Gersa of Ketzah. Mashma Rashi had the Gersa of Ketzah, so Rashi has no choice except to learn that it means Lishol Yom Aliyodom Dovim Ha'elam. Okay, so now we have, but the Maisa Sher, isn't that how he does Baldin? So what does that do to Hol Chiyushu? Like, why should we, how could there be a Salkadaitech that that's not a Chazoka Sheini Mataina? That's a Dos Baldin, that it's not yours. So much worse than a Chazoka Sheini Mataina. So Rashba answers, based on the word Takavir and Dachmir Malach, the word Dachmir Malach asks, Pshito. First Gemara. Pshito, Fetni Mar Pshito. You can learn the Gemara's Kasha Pshita two ways. You can learn Pshita, it's Toch Haidos Baldin. If you can learn case, you can learn that's good for the Gemara's Kasha. Pshita isn't it Haidos Baldin? The Rashbam is not Masma. The Rashbam says Pshita, the Chayven, the Ein Taina, Ein Chazok. It's Toch Pshita, the Chazok, Shein Taina, it's not a Chazok. It doesn't say because it's Haidos Baldin. Yeah, it's like a little bit funny. The Rashbam in the Mishnah and Shali Omel Yodon Dov Ma'elam Eina Chazoka, the Rashbam says, Begumar Parach Pshito. I don't know if the Rashbam is going to his case or not, but he certainly learns that the Gemara's Kashi Pshito is going on Shali Omel Yodon Dov Ma'elam. And the Rashbam himself says that what's the Kashi Pshito? The Gehre Eina Taina Eina Chazoka. Since it's without a Taina, it's not a Chazoka. L'chaira, if the Gemara's Kashi is going on Shali Omel Yodon Dov Ma'elam, then the kasha of Pshita is stronger than that. The kasha not just the chazok, the kasha not just that it's the chazok sheni metayna. The kasha should be that it's a dos baldin, that it's not his. It's a har on the Rashbam. The Gemara's kasha of Pshita should be, if you learn, if you're not Gemara's Ketzad. So you can say the Gemara's kasha of Pshita is not only going on Shlomo Dov and Dov Meilam, it's going on the Reisha too, Le'yashiv Chadova. So why is that Pshita? That would require an explanation. Well, that's Pshita because even though it's not Haidah, but it's a Chazok Hashanim B'tayim. The Rashbam learns that the Gemara's Kashya Pshita is going actually Omer Yod Odom Dov Meilam. Maybe he's Gemara's Ketzer. So that's the only case in the Mishnah. And yet, when he comes to the Gemara's Kashya Pshita, he doesn't explain because it's a Dos Baldin. He says because it's a Chazok Hashanim B'tayim. A little bit shver. He should have said better. He should have said deeper. The Kashya is that it's a Dos Baldin. Not quite sure, but Akapana, what is Gemara answer? Gemara says, Ma'udatayim, came in the high garb and misfin zavnile. He really bought it. And he lost the shtar. So why does he say why doesn't he say that I bought the field? So because he thought, if I'll say that he sold it to me, I'm really, then they're gonna say to me, they're gonna ask me for the shtar. So, the Gemara answers that maybe this guy is not so bright with her. This guy, didn't want to say about the fields. Because since it's Teich Gimel, or no, it's after Gimel, but he doesn't know that after Gimel they're not going to ask you for the shtar. He thought even after Gimel they're going to ask him for the shtar. So that's why he has a chazaka. But when they came to him and they said, well, what are you doing in this field? And he realized that he threw out a shtar. He remembers that, no, yesterday he threw out a shtar. Now he's, hey, I threw out the shtar yesterday. I'm going to say I bought the field. They're going to ask me for the proof. They're going to ask me for the shtar. So that's why he's saying, doesn't realize he's making things worse. If he would have said that I bought the field, we would have been fine. We would have said, yes, he bought the field. 3 years went by. He threw out the shtar. Shalom al Yisrael. Now that he's saying, comes a chazak, but he's not such a big lamdan. It's just the sakadaitach. That I make not such a big lamb, and he thinks he's better off saying Shloyam Yodim Dovim Ma'ilim. That way they're not going to ask him for the shtar. So maybe that's why he's not tithing. So therefore, maybe it's such a case that we say Psach Bichal Ilim, we should tithe for him. So come ask me or not. This the Gemara's Teretz works no matter how you learn the Gemara's Kasha Pshita. You can learn the Gemara's Kasha Pshita was it's a Eidos Balin. The Gemara's answer is no. Saka Daitach is not a Eidos Balin. Because he's, because maybe it's not a dosvelt in. Because we read into him that maybe we could explain that he's doing it because he's flustered. It's not really that he's being invited, that it's not his. Where you can learn the Gemara's kasha was it's chazok shein imatayna. The Gemara's answer is yeah, but there's a reason why he's not tining. So since there's a reason why he's not tining, we should tine it for him. Psach b'chalilim. And the point of the Gemara's is kamashmalon. So then we have to know what's the teres kamashmalon. Is the Kamash Malon, okay, the learning is talking about Shalom Yodam Dovim Ve'elam. Is the Kamash Malon that Lo'ilam it is Eidos Valdin? Is it Havamina? Maybe we can concoct a story that's not called Eidos Valdin. But the answer, Kamash Malon, the mission tells me no, it's Eidos Valdin, it's Taka Eidos Valdin. Whereas the Kamash Malon, Lo'ilam is Taka not Eidos Valdin. To the level of Eidos Valdin, it doesn't rise. Because it could be he's just flustered, he threw out the star, he doesn't want to say he bought it, he's not being mighty, he didn't buy it. There's no Eidos Valdin, but it's not a Taina. Kamash Malon, and the Kamash Malon is that it doesn't matter that it's not a dust building, you lose anyway because it's not a time. And we don't tie it for it. So that's totally a little bit in Agama. Rashi learns that the Gemara says that according to Holchi Yusha, you should not need a time. Holchi Yusha certainly agree that if you're mighty that it's not yours, you lose. So we have to be looking for a case where there's no dust building, just lacks in the time. And according to Rashi, the case that we're deducing is the case of Shloyam Yodam Dovim Ve'elam. Yishayim asks, what do you mean? It's Eidos Valdin. Rashi, if he asks, it's Eidos Valdin. Some of Rashi's answer will be that it's not Eidos Valdin. Because like the Gemara says over here, that it's not necessarily Eidos Valdin. He's not mighty that he didn't buy the field. He's just reluctant to say that he doesn't want to say he bought the field because he lost the shtar. But it's not Eidos Valdin that he didn't buy the field. So why is it taka no good? It's no good because, so what's the havamina that it should be? So what's the it's a chazok. So the Gemara here says, but it's a chazok sheinim etayna. Which no, I would have thought maybe we should say psach bichililim. The answer says we don't say psach. The kamash one is we don't say psach bichililim. But it does fall in. It's certainly not. So Mela, the Rashi else is good. Rashi learned according to Holchi Yusha, the Gemara thought that according to Holchi Yusha you don't need a taina. So who cares? So and it's not a does fall in. So Mela, the Gemara is saying. Mela Gemara is saying that. The Gemara is asking, according to Halacha Yusha, if you don't need a taina, then Shalom Dovim Ve'elam should be good enough. Okay, I think I made it sound more complicated than it is. But Kitzur, according to Rashi, you have to say that Shalom Dovim Ve'elam is taken out of Eidos Valdin. Why is it not Eidos Valdin? Says the Rashi, because of this Gemara. As far as Eidos Valdin is concerned, this Gemara is not only a Havamina, it's an Emes. It's taken out of Eidos Valdin. Because the fact that he's not saying that he's saying something else, the only love him, and he's not saying I bought the field, that's not how he does building that he didn't buy the field. He may not want to say that he bought the field because he doesn't have a shtar. So it's not a dos building. What it is a chazok sheni matayim. So the Gemara, there's a salka daitoch that even, so the Mishnah says taka that it's no good. Chazok shenim b'taim is no good because you always have to have a taim. The Rashba, the Ritva, we're asking Rashba to say dos valdin. They missed on the learn that the kamashlan is that it's say dos valdin. It's worse than, just like it's not. Once we say kamashlan, that we don't buy the story of, that we don't buy the story in order to say Pesach Bichel Ilim, that we don't buy the story also to make it not out of Dois Baldin. So if I say that, if I start from the other end, I think it'll be even clearer. The Gemara here says, and the Gemara in Daf Malach says, there's a salka daituch, that maybe there's a mokum to say that the reason why he's saying, and he's not saying I bought the field, it's because of this, maybe he has his hang up, he's afraid of Achvishtar, he's spooked by Achvishtar, so therefore he doesn't want to say he bought the field. So it says the Gemara Kamashmon, the Mishnah says, no, Kamashmon, we don't accept that. We don't say that. Shad is, how far down does that Kamashmon go? Because there's two issues here in play. There's one issue that he's not making a taina, chazok shenim taina. There's another issue that it's haydos balin. By saying he's sort of being made that he just walked in and didn't buy the field. So now that we say kamashvul, never mind what the habimin was. Now that we say kamashvul, that we don't accept this kakameni story that he didn't want us, that he's afraid of achvish sarach. That's why he's not saying I bought the field. He's saying, how far down does that Kamashman go? You could learn, the Kamashman goes, that the Mishnah is telling me that that's nonsense. There's no such thing, people don't have that hang up, people don't behave that way. You can disregard all of that. If that's the case, then according to the Kamashman, not only is this a Chazok HaShayinim Atayinu, but it's Mamashay Dos Baldin. The case of Shliom Yodim Dovim Elim will be Mamashay Dos Baldin, not merely a Chazok HaShayinim Atayinu. Of course, it'll be shrei the lashon of the Mishnah, because the lashon of the Mishnah is chazaka she'eni matayna ena chazaka keitzad amalei mato isu b'tei shliva amishloi amad davim olam. The Mishnah quotes shloi amalei adam davim olam as a case of chazaka she'eni matayna, not as a case of aydas baldin. But for that, we take out the word keitzad. We say two different thoughts. First of all, the Mishnah says chazaka she'eni matayna is no good, and then the Mishnah says that loyam adam davim olam is no good because it's aydas baldin, because it's not only chazaka she'eni matayna, but it's aydas baldin to boot. I isn't that poshut? I must know, because it was a havamino, and maybe we should accept even that. Pesach Bichel Ilim is not a dos valdin, the angle tain of him, and so on. But the kamashmalin is, it's all nonsense. We don't accept the whole, that's just a havamino, it's all gone. And the bottom line is that shalei omeli odom dovam elom is a dos valdin that it's not his. And again, you have to take out the word kesa, because then it's much worse than the chazok sheni matayim. And that's the sheet of the Rashi and Rav Yehuda. Whereas Rashi learns that the Kamashmalon is, which Rashi learns, it's Takanara Dos Baldin. The Kamashmalon only goes as far that we don't say Pesach Bichel Ilim. The story is plausible. The Gemara, when it says Kamashmalon, it's not saying the story is totally impossible. It's plausible. And that's why it's Takanara Dos Baldin. And that's why the Mishnah said Ketzat. That's why the Mishnah calls it a case of Chazok Hashem Metayna. I, it's much worse than a Chazok Hashem Metayna, so Dos Baldin. No, it's only a chazok sheni matayna. It doesn't rise to the level or sink to the level of aydos baldin, because it's not necessarily aydos. He may not be reluctant to say shalom yodim dofim me'evim. So it's not aydos baldin, it's only a chazok sheni matayna. But the Gemara thought that is also pshita. That should also be pshita, a chazok sheni matayna ain't a chazok. The Gemara said, no, there's a hamini which takes achti chalilim. Since we can explain away his failure to taina, that he's failing to taina, not because he doesn't really have a taina, he's failing to taina because he's afraid to taina. So maybe the guy's afraid to taina, maybe we say Pesach Bichel Ilim. So Kamash learned that, no, just because he's that's not a reason to say it. We say Pesach Bichel Ilim for Yoshim, for Lukuches. We don't say Pesach Bichel Ilim for a guy that we're afraid, maybe he's too bashful to taina. That far we don't go. So the Kamash learned is that we don't say Pesach Bichel Ilim. But it still remains true that it's not a dos baldin. Ad kedekach, it's not a dos baldin. And that's mukhach in the Mishnah that it says keitzad. If you go to his keitzad, it's mukhach in the Mishnah that it's only chazok sheni matayna, but it's not aydos baldin, exactly because of this gemara. Okay, so let's go to Tosfos now. Tosfos says, "Baram Chavches, Ad Negicha Rabbi Yisrael Mechayev." Taimel Ri, the Mai Parach. No, I'm sorry, the Torah Tosfos before. Ima Shomudla and Negicha Rabbi Yisrael Mechayev. Look, Tosfos. Mikhan Chazav Rashi Masha Yemefarsh Bavakama. Gabi Yehuda Pligi Abai V'Rova. The Omer Abai Tvel Chad Mipel Trei Shilshen Plas. Lo Yishmenu Bolov Asom Negicha Rabbi Yis. Rova Mitvel 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 Chad Chadu. That's the Gemara. Abai Nova Machayik had a dash in the pasuk. Had a dash in the pasuk. Mipel Meet Mel Shilshen Lo Yishmenu Bolov. So Abai learns that that's four things. And Rava says, no, it's only three. So Rashi over there learned that Abai saw that the Negicha Rabbi Yisrael Mechayev, Rava saw the Mechayev and the Negicha Shlishis. That according to Abai, according to Abai, you need to wait for the Negicha Rabbi Yis, and according to Rava, you're Chayev ready by the Negicha Shlishis. So that was Rashi's original pshat. So Taisa says, Dim Kain. So Rashi was chayzer. Rashi again changed his mind because in Cain, have you master kocha gemara the loyki hilchasu the kaimel and kerova l'gabei abai. It's against Agamara. Agamara says for dover poshut you only chayiv till negicha revius. If you learn that machlekes abai and rova is in that nekuda, are you chayiv ben negicha revius only, or you're already chayiv ben negicha shlishis? Then Agamara comes out like abai. It's the loyki hilchasu because normally abai rova the loch is like rova. The Chaser Rashi appears. The Mashmai is Dorish to Mikay Benayim. Chaser is Dikir and Taisus. Taisus says he asked the few Rashi's original pshat. The Gemara that says that Negicha Rabbi is Loi Mechayev is like Abaye and not like Rav. Because according to Abaye, you're only chayev in the gicha. According to Abaye, you're already chayev in the gicha shlishis. So Meduyah, the kasha, I quote Rashi to be chayzer, and Tosfos agrees to Rashi's chazar. The kasha is it's mashmat. The kasha is from the lashon of from the Gemara that says that assumes that you're only chayev on the gicha revius. Why didn't Tosfos say stronger? Never mind the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara is like Abaye. Taisus says it's a daichik should be like a bai. Gemara should Taisus is stronger. It's a kashim halchiyusha. Halchiyusha is a tana. You can't say halchiyusha are like a bai. Halchiyusha is a tana. If they're like a bai, then Rav is shlada. Halchiyusha learned that from halchiyusha learned that from Sharam Ulud that three times is a chazaka. If according to bai you already chayim nezik shalom and negicha shlishis. So isn't that a raya that you became a Shor Mu'ud already been a Gicha Shniyah? That Tosfos did not ask. So Chora, you have to say, the Tosfos learned, and Rashi apparently also, that even in Rashi's original pshat, that Abai holds a Yechayim Nezek Sholem for the third Negicha, that doesn't mean you become a mu'ud with two negichas, so then you're chayiv for the third negicha. The third negicha is the negicha that makes it a shor mu'ud, and it's on that negicha that he's chayiv. That was Rashi's original pshat. He was chayzer from the Gemara. But the Lashon Gemara is not mashed that way, but from Holchi Yusha, you didn't have a problem. In other words, in Rashi's original pshat, Rashi, when Abai said that you're chayiv. In Rashi's original pshat, in which Abai is mechayev nezek sholem the third negicha, that it can't mean that you become that the hazaka was the two negichas and then you chayev for the third negicha, because then it would be against Holchi Yusha, not just against the Gemara. The Rashi should be chayzer from Holchi Yusha, not just from the Gemara. It's mukhuch that Rashi, even in Rashi's original pshat, he still understood that Holchi Yusha right hados the chazakas were three times. But the sharmuad is becomes muksuk as a nakan in the third time, and that negicha that makes him into a muad, that negicha that makes him into a nakan, that's the negicha, because the way Abai learned the pesukim, that's the negicha that makes you chayav nezek shalom. So the only thing is that it's hard to understand, because the normal understanding is that you're chayav nezek shalom for not watching the sharmuad. Why chayav nezek shalom and a shor muad and chatzin nezek and a short time? Because a short time you weren't expected to watch it so much. So it was chassis, since you're not expected to watch it so much, so maybe only chayav chatzin nezek. A shor muad, you're already expected to watch it better. So now you're chayav nezek shalom. So how could it be? And that's why you have to have three times to become a shor muad. And then when you fail to watch a shor muad the fourth time, you're chayav nezek shalom. That's the pashtus. According to Rashi's original pshat, Abai thought that when you fail to watch, according to Abai's original pshat, Abai thought that Yechayev Nezek Sholem for the very negicha. So how did you know that it's going to be a sharm wood? When you fail to watch the show, you didn't know yet that it's a sharm wood. It only becomes a sharm wood after it broke away, went into the street, was negeach another behemoth. So you first, you first discover that it's a sharm wood after the barn door was open, after, so why is the Bible Chayav Nezek Shalom? Yeah, that's a little hard to understand. Abnochem is marach about this. I don't remember what he does, but that's a big hurry in Taisus. The Maaser Rashi was chayzer in this chat. So after Rashi's chazor, it's not a problem. But it's Torah and Rashi's original understanding. So therefore, Rashi learns that it's only mashmoyes darshim mikra b'nai. Just the machlekes had a dash in the words of the pasuk. But about it, the sense of it is the same according to Abai and according to Rav. So did the Torah bother to say the negicha revius in the pasuk, or the negicha revius goes without saying? But it's not a machlekes in anything more. Rabbi Nechanan on the farish. Where am I? The wrong places. Rav Ezim Mefarash, the Vadi Lukuliyam Oli Mechayev Ad Revis. Aval Behob Plugin, there is a Machlekes. The Labai the Mapik Negicha Revis Mikro Dolo Yishim Renu. Im Nogach Negicha Revis Biyoyim Gimbal Oli Mechayev Ad Sheigach Biyom Revi. Dolo Yishim Renu Koy Ayomim Dum Yudit Mel Shosho. Aval Lerobin Negicha Revis Like Siva Behed Yafilu Biyom Shlishi Im Nogach Negicha Revis Mechayev. Saying like this, Machlekes Rabbi Meir Yehuda, you have to have that the Gimel Negicha should be in separate days. So we pass them, presumably like Rabbi Yehuda, that Negicha Revius have to be in separate days. We have them in the Gemara on the base. Rabbi Meir Yehuda, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. What about the fourth Negicha? Does the fourth Negicha also have to be in a separate day? Or the fourth Negicha could be on the same day as the third Negicha? So as Ezra said, that's the machlekes between Abai and Rav. If the pasuk is mentions the fourth negicha, so then it's going on yomim. So you mainly have to have that the fourth negicha is also on a separate day. But if the pasuk is not talking about the fourth negicha, so then the limud of yomim, which tells me that you have to have separate days, is only going on the first three negichas. So the fourth negicha could be already on the same day. So mainly that's not. There's no kashan agamor. Agamor is not like Abai and Rav. Agamor is fine, but the etzim, the machlekes Abai and Rava, is not merely a mashmoyes darshim, but there's an nafkamina lahalach. Here, this is also a little bit hard to understand. The Gemara says in Amud Beis that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you need separate days for the negichos. So who had been, according to Halach Yusha, by Cheskes Gimel Shonim, you have to have separate days, or maybe separate years. I'd like to show you exactly what the Gemara means, but the Gemara starts off like this, that according to Halach Yusha, that all you need is Gimel Achilas, learned that from Sharmud, so you should be able to be masik in one day, three ta'anim in one day. The Gemara speaks out, Vishnum according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, you have to have separate days. According to Rameyah, you don't have to have separate days, so in one day you can eat three ta'anim that ripen at different times of the day. So the Gemara says, no, that's not called separate, that's not called three achilas b'chal, because b'idin disalaho, yisalaho, the dates roll on the tree at the same time, that wouldn't even count as separate achilas. And then Gemara says, well, what if it was, what about slaf, where you could have mamish that when you ate the, when you ate you, on different days, you have 3 days, you eat slaf on 3 days, and it grows so fast, or it's different parts of the bush, that when you, when it was isa loha, it was less aloha. No, that's still called isa loha. That's still called, since the bud is already there, it's still called that it's still called one achila. Then there was, what about aspas and versus anichinam? So, the first question about the eino in 1 day, the Gemara says before, is that's only a kashin to remain, not a coin. That's the only kashin going to remain, not a coin to Rabbi Yehuda. Because a coin to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have 3 days. But a coin to remain, you don't need 3 days. You can do it even in 1 day. 3 negichas in 1 day. So do 3 achilas in 1 day. So the Gemara is only asking, I'll leave it to Rameir, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's good. What about the next questions, the other questions in the Gemara? The Gemara says, well, what about slaf? You could do it in 3 days. What about aspasti? You could do it in 3 months. Are those questions also only addressed to Rameir, or those questions are addressed even to Rabbi Yehuda? So it's a machalikas rishonim. Some rishonim learn that, and Rashba and others, that is, that's, those questions are already according to everybody, because those are, that's already 3 days. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda just said you need 3 days. So that's 3 days. Slap in 3 days. As fast as in 3 months. So the kash is addressed even according to Rabbi Yehuda. For that, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't help us. Rabbi Yehuda said you need 3 days. So why not be maxic? Be maxic in 3 days or in 3 months by his master. Rashi though says, Rashi learns that all of the kashas are only according to a man. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need 3 days, 3 negichas in 3 days. So hu adin, you need to have 3 achilas in 3 years. Because Gimel Shonim is connected Gimel Yomim. What Yomim are to Negicha is Shonim are to Chazok. So all of the questions are only addressed according to Rameir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, none of the questions are only addressed according to Rameir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, none of the questions start. Ask us even Aspastana. Because Aspastana is no good. I need Gimel Shonim. Gimel Yomim connected Gimel Shonim connected Gimel Yomim. So that's a Machalikus Yishonim. We're going to talk about that when we get to the Sugya. I think it has a lot of very big ramifications, that Machalikus. Comes out machlekes lemaisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So could you be, well? We don't hold like Kol Chidush anyway. So it's not halacha lemaisa. But within Kol Chidush, according to Rashi, you cannot be machzik and aspasta in 3 years, in 3 months rather, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is chayyad halacha, you need gimel yomim. Can I get gimel shanim? Aspasta is not gimel shanim. You need yomim chalukim, shanim chalukim. The whole kash was only a libidur ameir. According to ameir, the Gemara said in the Chanan. Anyway, it belongs to the Gemara Nomad base. What I want to bring out right now, is it says in the Gemara that the din of Gimel Yomim that you have by Negichas, Rabbi Yehuda's Mechadish by Negichas, the Gemara says that it transfers to Chazokah. Just like you have to have Gimel Yomim by Negichas, you have to have Gimel Yomim by Chesed Gimel Shanim. According to the Rashba, that means Gimel Yomim, not necessarily Shana, but at least Gimel Yomim. And according to Rashi, it means you have to have Gimel Shana. Kach kach, it's mukhach that it, one thing transfers to the other. That only makes sense if we're going to apply the concept of Gimel Yomim to Gimel Shanim, to Chesed Gimel Shanim. Chayra, the sense of that is that the reason why you have to stretch it over time, that you need to have Gimel Yomim, it's a condition in the becoming a muchzuk. That the becoming a muchzuk requires three that it be on separate days. It's not exeris hakosuv bi'alma. It's not exeris hakosuv bi'alma lagabi shor hamud. That shor hamud is a din exeris hakosuv that it has to be in separate days. If it was just exeris hakosuv by shor hamud, what does that have to do with Gimel Shanim? It's just an analogy. It's just like there you become a muchzuk with 3 times. Here you become a muchzuk with 3 times. But you know, the prata yadin that you have by Shor HaMoed, they're only by Shor HaMoed. From the fact that Gemara wants to apply the din of Gimel Yomim that you have by Shor HaMoed to Ches Gimel Shonim, it's clear that it's a svara in how you establish a chazokah. That a chazokah can only be established if the regilis happened over 3 times. If it happened in 1 day, then it's not called a. The chazokah doesn't happen. So that's analogous. We can make an analogy that the similar thing would be true by Shalosh Shanim. But Taisa says Taisus here wants to say, Rav Ezer anyway, that according to Abaye, not only do the three negichas that make the chazoka have to be in separate days, but the fourth negicha that's chayim nezek sholem also has to be in a separate day. That has nothing to do with the chazoka. The chazoka already happens with the three times. That's the now it's a shor amud. The fourth time is to go out and be chayim nezek sholem. Why in the world would that have to be in a separate day? That could only be exeris hakosu bi'alma. Well, if it's exeris hakosu bi'alma, then what does that have to do with chesed gimel sholem? This halacha that you need yomim chalukim according to Rav Yehuda. Is it exeris hakosuv milsa b'loy taima, or it's a svar that to create a pattern, it can't be bunched up. It has to be a pattern that persists over time. That it's on separate days. The pattern persists over separate days. Only then does it become a chazaka. If you bunch it up, it doesn't count as a pattern. So on the one hand, from the Gemara Midbeis, the Charis Mufuch, that is not Exeris HaKosav B'Yalma. If it was Exeris HaKosav B'Yalma, then what bearing would it have in Chesed Gimel Shonim? Why in the world should Chesed Gimel Shonim be bound by the Prote Halacha that you have by Shor Amud? It's not Exeris Shova. Hoch Yusha didn't make Exeris Shova, Shor Amud, the Chesed Gimel Shonim. Gimel, Exeris Shova. Made an analogy in Svara that a Chazaka is with three times. Like the Gemara says by Nidil, Gabi Vestas. That's also one to have from Shor Amud. Three times is a pattern. But if it was just exeris hakosuv that by shor amud it has to be the negichas were on three separate days, then that would have no relevance to chesed gimel shonim. From the fact that the Gemara does make that analogy, and the Gemara says just like by shor amud you have to have 3 days according to Rabbi Yehuda, so chesed gimel shonim also has to have 3 days according to Rabbi Yehuda, or days or years according to Rashi, whatever it is. But the Gemara makes an analogy, says it's analogous. So you see that the Gemara understood that the reason why you have to have 3 days, not stam exeris hakosuv b'yama, but it's part of what we see about it. It's part of what we see in Shor Amud. Shor Amud is the paradigm pattern to establish a pattern. Well, if by Shor Amud a pattern is established over separate days, so likewise, by other places where you establish a pattern, it would have to be over separate days. So, chayr, it's mukhav from the Marnam Adbeis, that it's not exeris hakosuv b'yalma, but rather the concept of separate days is just a svara in how to establish a pattern. Torah's megala, that a pattern needs, the Torah's megala, patterns established with three times. And the Torah's Megala, that only that a pattern is established with three times over separate days, according to Rav Yehuda. But then comes along Abaye, according to Rav Ezra, and Abaye says not only does the three times that establish a pattern have to be on separate days, but the Negicha Revius also has to be on a separate day. What sense does that make? If the whole idea of Yom Chalukim is just because that's how you establish a pattern over separate days, what does that have to do with Negicha Revius not to establish a pattern? The pattern establishes that it's a Shor Amud, it's not a Mikra. It's a Shor Nakhon. But once I know it's a Shor Nakhon, the fourth time, like the Gemara says before, the fourth time is just a Maim Chayef. Till it goes the fourth time, there's nothing to be Chayef for. It's a Shor Amud. Shor Amud that doesn't hit, that doesn't harm anybody, there's no Chiyuvim. So the fourth time is just that the Shor Amud should go and harm somebody. But it's already a Shor Amud the third time. So the fourth time has nothing to do with the pattern. So why in the world should the fourth Negicha have to be in a separate day? From that you see that the idea of having it on separate days is not to establish the pattern, but rather it's exeris hakosuv that in dinei shor amud the Torah said. I don't know why the Torah said that in dinei shor amud you have to have separate days. So then that makes no sense in the Gemara Midbeis. So then that has nothing to do with chesed gimel shonim. So that's the tension here between Esther's trap in Abaye. Abaye not chaylik in the nature of yom chalukim. They're chaylik in the exeris hakosuv. But if according to Abaye it's exeris hakosuv b'alma, then mechates according to Rav it's not exeris hakosuv b'alma. I don't know. It's kasha. You see this also. We'll talk about this more in Amud Beis when we get to the sugya. But you see this also, the idea that yomim chalukim is not exeris hakosuv b'yalma. The idea of yomim chalukim is a svar than how you establish a pattern. From a maram, there's a famous maram, the Tur brings it in Or HaChaim. The din is that if you forget to say Mashu Ruch HaMarid HaGeshem, so if it's within the first 30 days after Shmini Atzeres, so So we assume, you're not sure though. You don't remember if you said Mashiach Ruchel Merit HaGeshen. So if it's already been 30 days since you started saying Mashiach Ruchel Merit HaGeshen, we assume that you said it. But if it's less than 30 days, then we assume that you didn't say it. Right? That's Yadu Rabbah. So the Torah brings the Maram. The Maram said that if you want to avoid these kind of seikas, what you do is that on Shmini Atzeres, you should say the bracha without a shame, without a chasim. You should say the nusach bracha 90 times, because 30 days times 3 tefillos a day is 90 times. So instead of waiting for 30 days to establish the regilus, you could establish regilus in one day by saying it 90 times. And he brings a raya. Maybe you'll say it's not true. Maybe you'll say no. Maybe you can only establish the regilus over 30 days. Maybe you can't cram it in. Maybe you can't cram. You have to stretch it out in order to establish the regilus. So he says, no, Rav Meir says, kirv nigichay, richek nigichaysev chayev, kirv nigichaysev lekol shekin. You see, Rav Meir, it was chayel k'rav Yehuda, said, no, you can have all three nigichas, and if you can have three nigichas in 3 days, said Rav Meir, you can have three nigichas in 1 day. In other words, it seems that he understood that it's totally machlekes, that this halacha is mechadish, is totally machlekes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, you have to have gimel nigichas on separate days. So then, in Echanami, you'd have to say Mashiach Ruchel Merit HaGeshem over 30 days. But according to a mayor, that being Mekarav Negichaysev is just as good, so Mimela, you could also be established Mashiach Ruchel Merit HaGeshem in 90 days. Then Mr. Maram is sure, because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What's he being right from a mayor? The Loch is Loch like Rabbi Yehuda. They ask this kasha, what does he want from a mayor? The halacha is not like a mayor. The halacha is just the opposite. The halacha is like a beauty. Your one possibility is that the Maram learned that Rabbi Yehuda's talk exists a kosher. In other words, Rabbi Meir said, "Mitzad the hergelus." If 3 days is a hergel, so if you did it in 1 day, it's a bigger hergel. So, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. But Rabbi Yehuda only so holds it by Sharmud, there's a Gzeres HaKosov that you need 3 days. So that's not relevant to Mashiach Ruchel Merit HaGeshem. There's no Gzeres HaKosov in Mashiach Ruchel Merit HaGeshem. So even though the Loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, Lagabi, the Gzeres HaKosov that you need 3 days by Sharmud, but that there a mayor says, Kiv Nigechosiv Lakoshki, and that's as far that everybody agrees to. So Mimela by Mashiach Ruchel, we could learn that from a mayor that from Mashiach Ruchel Merit HaGeshem, Kiv Nigechosiv is even better. If 30 days is good enough, so doing it 90 times in 30 days is good enough, so 90 times in 1 day is even better. In other words, you see from a mayor that in mitzad the regilas, 1 day is better than 3. Now, Rabbi Yehuda's only chayla because Rabbi Yehuda has a gzeres hakosav. And that gzeres hakosav is only by Sharmud, not with Mashiach Ruchel Merit HaGeshem. That was very good with Rav Ezra over here, that it's gzeres hakosav. Rabbi Yehuda's 3 days is gzeres hakosav. So maybe even the fourth negicha is gzeres hakosav. But on the other end, the chayla is against the Gemara and Amud Beis. Same way the Gemara Bezer seems to be against the Gemara Nomid Beis, the Maram seems to be against the Gemara Nomid Beis. Because the Gemara Nomid Beis, it says that Rabbi Yehuda's Gimel Yomim is not just a Gzeres HaKosav. Then it would have nothing to do with Chesed Gimel Shonim. Rabbi Yehuda's Svar that you have to stretch it out is in how you establish a pattern. And therefore the Gemara wants to apply it to Gimel Shonim also to establish a pattern. You need to have Gimel Shonim in Yomim Chalukim, or maybe Shonim Chalukim. Gimel Achilles in Yomim Chalukim, or Shonim Chalukis. So so we're all over the map. On the one hand, Rabbi Ezra seems to have understood that Gimel Yomim is a Gzeres HaKosav. That's why, if depending on how you dash in the posting, maybe even the fourth Negich has to be on a separate day. Maybe even eat Dalad Yomim. If it was inside establishing the pattern, what does the fourth Negich have to do with it? So on the one hand, from Rabbi Ezra, it seems that he understood that the Gimel Yomim is a Gzeres HaKosav. Maybe from the Maram, there's also such an indication. Because the Maram paskin that you could cram the Mashiach Ruch into 90 times into 1 day, because if 30 days is good enough to establish a pattern, then 1 day is for sure good enough to establish a pattern. And you learned that from a mayor. What are you learning from a mayor? But the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says a kosov that by Sharmud you need to have 3 days. But with Rabbi Meir you learned that Rabbi Meir understood that no, there's no need to have 3 days because he doesn't have the Gzeres HaKosov and it's had the Svara Kiriv Nikichosev LeKoshekin. So both Rabbi Ezra and the Maram seem to have learned that Rabbi Yehuda is just Gzeres HaKosov. On the other end, the Gemara Nomid Beis is Mashmah, because it's not just a Gzeres HaKosav. The Gemara wants to apply the Din of Gimel Yomim to Chesed Gimel Shonim. That by Chesed Gimel Shonim, you have to have Gimel Yomim also. Or maybe even Gimel Shonim, Keneged Gimel Yomim, like Rashi says. So that's the That's the problem, right? The Maran we'll talk more about it when we get to the sugya. Maybe there's other ways to understand why the Maran rejected Rav Yehuda. But Rabbeinu Ezra upon him is certainly a problem. Rabbeinu Ezra share from the Gemara.
But didn't we just say that it could be possible that Rav Yehuda agrees it's far as we're there, and that's why the Gemara is trying to learn out the Svaro Shore that everyone agrees to apply to Svaro of making a
Cheska? Mishal, what's the Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? From the Gemara Amid Beis, it seems that they're arguing about Chazokah, how you establish a pattern. Rav Yehuda says a pattern is only established over 3 days. And Rav Meir says, no, I disagree. I think if you can establish a pattern over 3 days, then in 1 day, like Kol Shekhen. They're arguing about I don't know, game theory or something. They're arguing about how you establish a pattern. Rav Meir says, if three negichas over 3 days is a pattern, so three negichas in 1 day is for sure a pattern. And Rav Yehuda says, no, it's only a pattern if it persists over time. If it doesn't persist over time, then maybe the whole day was a fluke. Something, but you know, it's a machlokes about how to establish a pattern. So that's why the Gemara thinks you have an analogous thing by Cheskim Lashonim. According to Meir, you want to establish a pattern you want to break the Cheskim Arkam, you want to establish a pattern, so you could do it in 1 day. According to Rav Yehuda, no, it has to persist over time in order to establish a pattern. That's the chor what it says in the Gemara Amud Beis. That the machlokes are Meir and Rav Yehuda is a machlokes about how. So a machlokes in mathematics or statistics or something. How do you establish a pattern? Rav Yehuda says that if 3 days, the Torah talks about days, 3 days, three negichas in 3 days. Rav Yehuda says, so 3 days, maybe to establish a pattern, you need 3 days. One day is not a pattern. And Rav Meir says, no, that doesn't make any sense. If 3 days is a pattern, 1 day is even more of a pattern. So it's machlokes and hilkos. I don't know, they have a mathematical machlokes. And Meir can be extended to Gimel Shana because it's a machlokes, and how do you understand? How do you understand the concept of establishing Chazaka? So it's relevant to Chesed Gilgamesh Hanamot. It's relevant to other areas of Halacha. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we have two indications that it's not that Rabbi Yehuda is not is exactly a Kosov. Number one, we have Rabbeinu Ezra, who says that if the fourth Negicha is also mentioned in the Pasuk, then it also needs a separate day according to Rabbi Yehuda. I might. The fourth day is not part of the pattern. The fourth Negicha is not part of the pattern. Fourth negicha is just to be chayav nezek shalom. So that seems to indicate that this idea of 4 days is exeris hakosav. Rav Yehuda's 4 days are exeris hakosav. And from the Maram, I'm a little more ambivalent, but from the Maram also seems to be an indication that way, because the Maram says that if you can establish a pattern in 30 days, you could certainly establish a pattern in 1 day. And he points to Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says if you can establish a pattern in 3 days, you could certainly establish a pattern in 1 day. That's very nice. He points to Rav Meir, but the halacha is the Chalak Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, halacha Rav Yehuda is the rule. So why didn't he ignore Rav Yehuda? Says he needs separate days. So that seems to indicate that he holds. There, Rav Yehuda's tactic is a kosov. It's not relevant to Mashiv Ruchum Erdigesh. Rav Yehuda says it's exeris a kosov, you need 3 days. And Rav Meir doesn't agree with exeris a kosov. And he says he doesn't buy the exeris a kosov. And therefore he says if you can establish a pattern in 3 days, then the svar is you can establish it in 1 day even more. So Mashiv Ruchum Erdigesh will compare to Rav Meir, because Rav Yehuda's exeris a kosov is not relevant. So from the Maram and from Rabbeinu Ezra, it seems that it sounds more like Rav Yehuda's exeris hakosav. So the Maram, I think there's maybe other ways to deal with the Maram, but Rabbeinu Ezra, I don't know what to do.